Now, I know, Madame Gerritsen, obviously, that you were very prominently connected also with Salome, which I think Madame Lehmann was not.
No.
How about Elektra?
She was not a sinful woman.
No. I don't know whether that is a compliment.
No, I don't take it as such.
How about Elektra?
No,
we didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I love Elektra. I think it's a wonderful
Yes, but I don't like to
No,
go
I never
to,
did.
I no. don't like the whole evening dig in dirt and dirt and be so dirty. The whole performance is awful.
But the music is wonderful.
The music is glamorous. How about the Lederstrauss? I know that you sang Arabella, but you did not sing Arabella.
No.
Anything about Capriccio? No.
But Intermezzo. Sang Intermezzo. And you see, you should give Intermezzo, but it should be translated into English. The word is too important.
Thank you for the unintended plug, Madame Lehmann. I quite agree. We soon find out Intermezzo is a very... Well, tell us something about Intermezzo. This is something nobody knows anything about.
It is it has happened in Strauss's life, and he has written the libretto himself.
He wrote the book himself, yes.
And the Kapellmeister, the conductor Storch is he, and then his wife is, and I sang his wife, and she really fights the whole through the whole opera, and
he plays cards.
He plays cards, yeah. And then on the end, everything is fine. And you know, the greatest compliment which Strauss could ever make me, he said one day, "You know, Lotte, you really resemble my wife." I had to swallow three times before I said, "Thank you very much."
Now, are you quite sure that was...
Lotte. But he meant it well.
Are you quite sure that was a compliment?
That was not a compliment.
It was a compliment. From his point of view, it was. He loved his wife so much. And you know, when I studied with him, Frau Unterschatten, the Dyer's wife in Garmisch, he said to me when I went away, you have seen now scenes between me and my wife. And believe me that one of her tantrums is to me more important and more enchanting than the adoration of the whole world.
I don't think...
I swear that is true.
I believe you, Madame Lehmann, but I don't think they make husbands like this anymore.
No, perhaps not. It's better not.
It would spoil
the wives too much.
But let's stick with me, if we may, let's stick with them. In the mezzo for a moment, do you really think, you know the work, although you haven't sung it, do you really think it's musically strong enough?
Oh, it is not on the same level as the opera.
It will be performed in concert version here this winter.
I think that is very wrong.
Yeah, because the story is very important.
It is a comedy what has to be acted on the stage.
Yeah. Well, we cannot go on and finish talking about Strauss as we have. Madame Gerritsen is showing signs of distress. but we must, Madame, you must, and Madame Lehmann.
We talk too long.
I don't think so, and there's always the scissors that can take it out. No, but
now
we
don't
can...
Don't take me out, please.
You can take anything out you want from me.
I don't believe that either. We will very judiciously, for every word of Gerritsen that's taken out, one Lehmann will be taken out and vice
that's
versa.
That's in Ariadne.
I like it.
Exactly. It's in Ariadne.
Now, play the role of the composer.
No, of the music teacher. And what I just said will be just as untrue what he said in Ariadne. Right. Now, what I want to say is we cannot possibly, after having had all these fascinating highlights, which really only you two could give our audience, stop talking about Richard Strauss and von Hofmannsthal and not having said one single word about you-know-what, about Rosenkavalier. Obviously, we have talked about it often enough, but here once again, we have two ladies who in this very house and more often in Vienna have sung Octavian to my left and the Marschallin to the right.
Oh, no, a lot to think Marschallin and Rosenkavalier.
And
not in the same performance.
And Sophie. She sings everything.
Yeah, as a little beginner.
Yeah.
But
you were saying only Octavian.
Only Octavian. And I recall for hours and hours and days, Strauss walked with me in the Stadtpark and he learned that I should walk like a man, you know. I tripled, you know. And he walked with me for hours and hours to learn that I walk like a man. I never got that over, that too.
When you sang...
But he said it was all right.
Madame Lehmann, when you sang Octavian, where did you take your walking lessons?
I think on the stage.
But I think with her, the Octavia, I mean, yeah, she was the master.
But the order was as always. You know that you were not the only soprano to do all three roles. In fact, in our present generation, Lisa della Casa has done all three in succession.
Oh,
but the order is always Sophie, Octavia, and Marshall, is
yes,
it not?
Yes, yes.
I didn't want to recently that you sang Sophie too.
Oh, yes, I was the second cast in Hamburg. Elisabeth Schumann sang, and she was an enchanting Sophie.
Yes, I think she was the best Sophie.
I must say, Rothenberger was enchanting in this performance. Yeah. Oh, I liked it.
Madame Lehmann is now talking about one of our present Sophies in the present presentation, and shall we say that it is a very lovely one, partly and largely because Madame Lehmann was good enough to join us again and supervise our staging. It was a most emotional occasion some months ago when we had the first performance of this Rosenkavalier. And you weren't there, Madame Jerrinson. You never come to Rosenkavalier.
I was in Florida.
You never come to Rosenkavalier.
Oh, yes, I have been in
There's a story around, do contradict me if I'm misinformed, as I usually am. There's a story around that, and we know you come very often. You have your Wednesday night subscription. We always have
Wednesday,
to see you.
Wednesday, Monday, and Saturday.
Is that all?
Yes, that's all.
But rumor has it that you never come to a performance of one of your of an opera in which there was one of your favorite roles. Is that true? Is that untrue?
Well, tell the truth. I never had a favorite performance. I suffered for every performance I ever sang, and I couldn't afford to say I like that performance better than the other, because I had to be in everyone that what the people and the audience expected from me. But I never choose a real good role for myself. But I liked very much in Huguenot the leading part, because that is a wonderful opera, and that would be just the right thing for the Metropolitan, because you have the real cast for it. You have Price, and you have the tenor, you have the...
I quite agree about Huguenot, and I hope that Mr. Bing is listening. But Madame Lehmann...
Is he against it?
Would be wrong. Madame Lehmann is quite right. You gave me a wonderful speech, Madame Jerrinson. I'm most grateful for it, and you most cunningly avoided my question. And I will make it a little more specific now.